Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you. Looking very glamorous in this red and black dress going on this morning.
Gotta dress up.
Yeah,
dress up for the radio.
Dress up for the radio, why not? Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, I couldn't kind of quite find one topic to settle on, so I thought I'd find like some random kind of facts.
I love random facts. Hit me with those random facts, Penny.
Well, the first one, which I did not know at all, is that you know the plastic or metal sheath on the end of a shoelace?
Yep.
Do you know what that's called?
No.
It's called an eaglet.
Ooh, an eaglet. That sounds like a, I don't know, a form of lizard or something.
Yeah, it's weird, eh? It must be like...
It's funny how we have names for everything.
Like, yeah.
What was the point in that?
Yeah.
I guess it makes it, production line, it makes it easier to be like, did you put the eaglet on that
yeah.
shoe?
Did what you put measurement the little... is that eaglet?
Yeah. Did you put that little plastic slash metal bit on the end of the shoelace? It's not, doesn't
yeah.
roll off the tongue
this
so
shoe
well.
Is missing an eaglet.
Yeah.
Eaglet's a great word. I like that.
Oh, really?
I wonder what the etymology of that is. It's weird. It rolls off your tongue in a weird way.
Does it?
Eaglet. Mm. Eaglet. I feel like I'm eating a stone or something when I say that. Do you know where that word came from?
No, but it's interesting because there's eyelet, which, you know, which is the bit where you put your
the
lace
bit where
through.
The thing goes
so
through.
Maybe they're connected somehow.
The yeah. eaglet through the eyelet.
Yeah.
Ooh, weird. Does anyone know the etymology of eaglet? Text us 5395. We would love to know.
This one blew my mind.
Okay, I'm
Wait
ready.
For it. Wait for
I'm
it.
Ready.
Still on shoes. Apparently, shoes for left and right feet were not invented until like the mid 19th century.
Get out. So no. they just had like, how did that even work? Did they just have like...
They just wore this, like they had two shoes made the same.
Yeah.
Right. And then they just wore that. But the French actually put a left and right like
shout outs to
tag
the French.
Inside. But I imagine that's after you wore it for a while
yeah,
and you got used to
molded
it.
Into
but yeah,
one
they didn't
the
think,
feet.
Oh, we've got to make a... You know, but that's weird, eh?
That's
have you ever
so
put your
weird.
Shoes on...
The wrong feet?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's weird.
Usually
doesn't feel right.
Under the influence of something or other and then you go, well, this is not right.
Yeah. I don't think I've right. ever put my shoes on the wrong feet before.
Have you not?
No. Mm,
maybe just a wiser woman than I
think so. I'd say so.
It is a really weird feeling though. I can't imagine. So did that mean that they just had like kind of like round shoes?
Yeah.
Because you know, your left and right shoes are shaped to fit the arch on your foot and your feet aren't like oblongs.
No.
That's so weird to me.
I just envision and sorry, I'm still asleep. Almost like tissue boxes on your feet.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of like, or bricks or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Some Flintstones kind of situation going on
well,
there.
Well, I think originally that people just used to put like leaves on the bottom and wrap them around with like vine and stuff like that.
Oh, like a, what are those little ricey things? They're really nice. They're just, no, that's weird. I'm going to stop going down there. That's a food and feet bad combo of things there. Weird though that wasn't until the 19th.
Yeah, so I think it was, it's quite interesting because from what I read, apparently it was something like 1838 in Philadelphia that was invented.
That's just so strange.
Do you reckon
though?
That came from someone Probably. Wearing the non-fitted shoes and then them moulding into being fitted shoes?
And then putting them on Probably. The wrong feet and going, wait, this is
weird.
I think it's something to do with the fact that fabric changed. Like people started making shoes out of cloth as well.
Okay.
And so like
yeah.
then you could actually really feel and they could mould it a lot better. You know the loop on your belt?
Yeah.
That's called a keeper.
Oh, quite like that.
Yeah.
Keep
so
you tucked in.
Because you're
keeps
a keeper.
You in.
Yeah. Keeps me, yeah. I'm wearing jeans today for the first time in many months. Shout out to the keepers on my jeans, holding them up.
Yep. And that's also the same as your watch, that little leather strap.
It's also called a keeper.
Yep.
That makes sense, though, to me. I understand why that's called a keeper. I don't get the aglet thing still. That one's a mystery to me.
Because it is. It's like just naming something Fred or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's your Fred.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, handy old Fred, that is.
Yeah. The loincloth is the oldest item
what
of clothing.
What is a loincloth?
A loincloth is just like a...
Kind of does
like
what it says on the tin. It's a cloth for your loins.
Yeah.
Tess looks completely confused.
I don't know that I've ever seen one.
Imagine kind of like...
Flintstones again.
Yeah, or like a a leather tea towel covering.
Did you just Google it?
Yes.
I just think the thing that's
interesting picture.
Yeah,
there.
The thing that came up on Google was not.
Don't Google
not be,
loincloth.
Yeah.
Don't Google
styly loincloth.
Oh, here we go. Thank you, BFM Hive Mind. Aglet is a small sheath from an old French aiguillette, meaning needle pin, or the Latin acou.
Ah.
Acou or acouse. I don't know if you say the S in Latin. It's not part of my my word knowledge. But thank you very much, Texter. Appreciate that one. So it's from the French word for sheath.
That's
there we
cool.
go. That makes sense.
So loincloth is the oldest item of clothing, and the second is actually the skirt.
Oh, okay. Well,
that kind of makes sense.
It's a nice, easy bit of fabric material there.
The first ever fashion magazine was sold in Germany in 1586.
That's early.
Yeah.
What were they wearing in 1586? What was in trend?
No.
hopefully not.
Well, they would have been wearing head to toe, probably sackcloth type fabric, like linen and stuff like that,
yeah.
I would think. It would have been quite heavy.
So it's come back in fashion.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it was called Gynaeceum, or the Theatre of Women.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sounds a bit, sus potentially, but Gynaeceum.
People who collect ties are known as grabbitologists.
People who collect ties?
Yeah.
People collect ties?
Yeah, people collect anything.
Haven't you ever been to a secondhand store and people have made ties out of a skirt, like made a skirt out of ties?
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
People, I feel like people collect anything and in some cases, everything.
This is maybe a good time for collections. You can get your collections going.
I mean,
What's the word for someone who collects ties again?
A grabbitologist.
Grabbitologist?
Yeah. Sounds a bit sus.
Yeah. To be honest,
lots of these words sound quite sus.
It's quite funny.
Grabbitologist?
Grabbitologist.
Fair play.
Mark Twain invented the bra clasp. So the elastic hook clasp that we still have today was patented under his given name, Samuel L. Clemens.
So Mark Twain invented that?
Yep.
Shout outs to Mark Twain. Why did he invent that?
apparently he was quite big on inventing stuff.
Okay. I'm trying to imagine a reason why he would be like, what we need.
Oh, he was actually inventing that because he didn't like suspenders. So he invented it for other things as well, like pants stuff like that.
But it
ended up being the bra clasp.
The bra clasp. Okay. Yep. I was like, why does Mark Twain need a bra clasp? That makes sense.
Are you kind of like imagining him sitting at his desk kind of trying to put his bra on?
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Mark Twain. Someone's just texted in shoes twice, but I don't know what. and then a link to something that I can't click on because that's not how the text machine works, but something about shoes. So there we go.
Maybe
thank
elaborate.
You,
during the Middle Ages, poor people wore mittens and the wealthy wore gloves.
The wealthy wore gloves, poor people wore mittens. Yeah, is that because it costs more to make the fingers?
Yeah, probably.
And the mittens are just...
I love mittens, though, because...
Same, they're so comforting.
I've got really nice leather mittens, and you can still wear earrings.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Also, I just feel very comforted. They're just kind of like, it's like having little paws or something, isn't it?
Well, and it's good for seal impersonations.
Yes.
You can just go, oh, oh, oh.
Especially
someone
texted
in
ones.
Saying people don't collect puddles. I know. I mean, yeah, there are things people don't collect.
Someone says,
right,
I remember
listener.
When people didn't collect toilet paper, which is, yes, I too remember that.
I don't know if it's a collection if you're using it, though.
I wonder what the collective noun for toilet paper is.
That's a really good question. Does it count as a collection if you use it? Because, you know, people collect dolls, and then also Barbies are a really good example. There's like people who collect Barbies, and then there's people who just have Barbies, or like kids who play with Barbies.
Yeah.
Where is the line between collection?
Keeping the packaging, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the Barbies,
sale value.
Yeah,
Barbies
so
stay
maybe
in the package.
Unused? Would that be the...
But then vinyl. You collect vinyl, you play in the vinyl.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do people collect vinyl and not play it?
I feel like there are people that do that. Yeah. I know people that will buy like two copies, and one is the play copy and one is the
touch
copy.
That is a very special kind of life.
That is someone who has got too much money. The Lacoste crocodile logo was first created in 1933, and it's the first ever designer logo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the little crocodile.
Yeah, and apparently it's because...
1933 was the first ever...
Designer logo.
I guess that makes sense.
But that doesn't really make sense, because if you think about Louis Vuitton and luggage and stuff, wasn't there I wonder when they used their monogram.
Yeah, maybe.
I need to look that up. But apparently it was because the guy who was the head of Lacoste was really into tennis, and he was playing a game against somebody in 1923 and saw a crocodile suitcase or something and said...
I think he said he saw a crocodile. He's like, whoa, that would be great. Also, no questions about why there's a crocodile there, but that would be great for my fashion label.
Someone texted in saying there will be someone who collects photos of puddles, though. You're right.
You're right. There you go, loopholes.
Oh, my God, great Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good Instagram.
We're coming out to winter.
Puddlegram.
Yeah, Puddlegram.
Sorry, carry on about the crocodile.
Oh, so he saw a crocodile case and he really wanted it. So he said to his coach, if I win the tennis game, can you buy it for me? And for some reason, that ended up being how it started. But he didn't win the game. He just ended up using a crocodile.
I kind of like, it's one of those like personal jokes that becomes something bigger than it originally was and suddenly is this very iconic logo.
Yeah, kind of like Seinfeld, like how something comes out of nothing with Seinfeld.
Exactly.
I guess this is kind of my last one. Queen Victoria was the first person to wear a white wedding dress. Before that, white was considered the colour for mourning.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's in like Western culture as well.
Yeah, in Eastern culture.
Do you think Queen Victoria wore the white dress to her wedding because she was mourning getting married?
No, because she was
very
really
goth,
into her
I like
husband.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't
sure.
know, do you?
She was really into Albert, eh?
Yeah.
That's why everything's called Albert.
Yeah.
She was like, name that after him and that. He can have that thing over there, that park. And he died first, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's why she ended up wearing black. She was like the ultimate goth forever.
Yeah, big goth vibes. Big goth vibes out there.
Someone texted and they said, is there a difference between hoarding and a collection? Is it just class and money?
I think that's a very good point. I also think it depends on what the people you live with think of it as well.
Oh my gosh, have you ever seen that show Hoarders?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a scary show. Yeah.
That's quite...
I would not recommend binge watching that one right now.
No.
Not good. Not good times. Not good times. Hey, what have you ever collected? Have you ever collected anything?
No.
Pig dolls.
Pig dolls.
Yeah, when
oh,
I was a kid,
cute.
I used to make pig dolls from all around the world or countries I invented, I guess.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. What kind of countries?
Well, you know, there would have been quite a few magical fairyland countries from memory.
Yeah.
And I remember a Hawaiian one who had a pink fringe skirt.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I was quite obsessed with making pig dolls for some reason.
That's a pretty good
hobby.
Have
you got one more fact for us?
No, I think that's all of it.
That's all.
That's all the facts.
Beauty.
Fashion facts with Penelope Noir.
Random stuff.
You know? I like that. It's nice to do just a little, you know, a little taster of what's out there in fashion fact history. Thank you very much for that. We will see you next week.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.